Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it's that day again.
Yep.
Rock and Roll Tuesday. And Freddie Kiger is going to hand me a record, and I'm not going to look at it.
And you're going to like it, too.
And he's going to ask us all to identify it.
Not only the song, but the artist.
That's right. That's how it works.
That's how we roll.
My favorite trivia day of the week.
Or how we spin.
Every week. Yeah, okay. Well, listen to the sounds that we're putting down.
On this very day in 1964, this was the number one tune in the land.
Uh-huh.
Name the song and artist as I hand the 7-inch 45 single to my friend.
I'm trying not to look.
Ron Stout. You got to flip it over anyway.
All right. Okay.
You got it?
I got it on the right side now?
Yeah. Drop it. Drop it.
Here we go. Putting it on the turntable right now. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mary Wells.
No muscle-bound man can take me away from my guy.
My guy.
My guy.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Great song.
My guy.
Sultry, smooth,
Mary
great
Wells.
Song. My Guy by Mary Wells, written and produced by another silky, smooth.
Smokey Robinson. Yeah, Mary Wells was the first female solo star
for Motown.
At Motown.
Exactly.
That's right.
Written and produced by Smokey Robinson, this tune stayed at the top spot for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to remember when this got to be number one in May of 1964.
Yeah, the Beatles were
so
around.
So the Beatles held down everything.
Yeah.
I think the week previous had been Hello, Dolly by Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And then My Guy by Mary Wells.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Beatles were back in the top spot after with Love Me Do.
Uh-huh. Anyway, that's a great tune.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, some of her later stuff, that, a little bit later, not much later, I like some of the duets she did with
Marvin Gaye. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really, they sang really well together. And Marvin Gaye did duets with every female star that Motown employed, I think.
He started out at Motown as the drummer.
Maybe in more ways than one. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
But he sang really well with them.
Yes, he did. Let's make beautiful music.
You said that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the memories.
Thanks for the memories.